Praise the Lord, everyone. Hi, this is Kahal Echad Ben Mashiach, One of Messiah Congregation. My name is Angelo Malachi, and my wife is Carrie. Thank you for being here today. Today is the 4th of July here in the Gregorian calendar, 2006. And we also take note, of course, more importantly, it's the fourth month of God, and it's the fourth month of God, the eighth day, and this month doesn't have a name. Judaism calls it Tammuz, but we prefer not to call it a pagan deity, Tammuz, so to us it's just the fourth month of God. And this is the time when Nebuchadnezzar is coming in and breaking down Jerusalem many thousands of years ago. Wherever you're sitting today, think about it. Thousands of years ago at this time, Jerusalem is being broken down under siege. I mean, can you even imagine such a thing? But that's what's going on. This is the fourth month. This is one of the reasons I believe there's no name. It's a month of sadness. Today's topic is going to be simple. It's Romans chapter 3, verse 30. And this is a verse that some people just can't seem to understand. It says, "Seeing it is one God, Echad, one God, which shall justify the heathen, shall justify the circumcision by faith, and the uncircumcision through faith." So, if you look at this verse, that's chapter 3, verse 30, there's one God who's going to justify. This word justify right here, it simply means make righteous or bring salvation to, or it's a way of means of salvation. There's one God that's going to bring salvation to the Jews. The circumcision is called the Jews in this verse. That means the Israelites, the 12 tribes, by faith. In other words, it's by the faith of their fathers, their forefathers, the faith of the God of Israel that God gave their forefathers. And they have the knowledge of the Hebrew scriptures, and they have the knowledge of the ways of God because they were chosen by God. And the uncircumcision, which is the Goyim, the Gentile nations, they're going to be through faith. And that's through the faith of the God of Israel, through the faith of the Hebrew scriptures, through the faith of the Jewish people that know the Messiah. They're going to be taught by them. And this is how they're going to understand. And to prove that, you know, this is a letter. This is a letter we're reading, the letter to the Romans by Apostle Paul. And it's written somewhere like around 60 AD. So you have to remember at this point in time that the Gentile nations, they never even heard of Hebrew scriptures. We're talking about Rome. And they never heard of a God of Israel. That wasn't even on their mind. They weren't looking for no Messiah. So Paul has to teach them from scratch. And the apostles, whoever reached there, the disciples, have to teach these people from scratch that there was a Hebrew scriptures, that there is a God of Israel, that there is a predicted Messiah, and that the scriptures were fulfilled, and his name is Yeshua, and he died, and he rose from the dead. This is quite an amazing story to bring to a foreign land that don't even know what you're talking about. Think about it. I mean, it's very, very complicated. Plus, these people had pagan gods, and you have to convince them out of their God first, and then into the living God. But one thing I want to bring to mind, there's salvation only through the Messiah. Very important. And these words justify, remember, they mean to be made righteous, or a means of salvation, which is the only means of salvation through the Messiah. Circumcision in this verse means simply the Jews, by faith. It's by the faith of the God of their forefathers. The Hebrew scriptures pertain to the Messiah, who only has salvation. Of course, the uncircumcision in this verse is talking about the Jews. And through faith, this is through the God of Israel, through the faith of the God of Israel and the Hebrew scriptures. And of course, these Jewish people who are supposed to be a light to the nations. And this is what true faith is. So we see in the book of Romans chapter 11, verse 29, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. In other words, God, gave everything to the Jewish people. If you read your Bibles, God says in the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 2, he says, "You only have I known of all the families of the earth." Mishpachot, the families of the earth. He only knew the Jews, the 12 tribes. And the word Jew is synonymous with the word Israelite, which is synonymous with the Hebrew, because Apostle Paul shows that he's a Hebrew of the Hebrews, he's an Israelite, and he's a Jew of Tarshish. Praise the Lord. So we see that the Jews received the lively oracles from God, because Apostle Paul goes on to say, what advantage had the Jew? What profit is there of circumcision? That's Romans chapter 3, verse 1. And we see in verse 2, it says, much every way, chiefly because unto them were committed the oracles of God. So the oracles of God were committed unto the Israelites to preserve and to get the word out to the people. And they had the word right from Mount Sinai. So we see it in the scriptures that right from Mount Sinai, God chose the Hebrew people. You know, Yeshua says himself in the book of John, chapter 4, verse 22, he says, salvation is of the Jews. So if you're looking for salvation, you have to look to the Jewish people, and you have to look to the Jewish Messiah, and you go to the tribe of Judah, and you recognize that it's Yeshua, born of a virgin, the word of the Lord, made flesh. And this is where you find the Messiah. He's found nowhere else. There is no other Messiah. And the Messiah already came once, the first time, as the meek and lowly lamb. This next time, yes, he'll be coming in the clouds of heaven. I just praise the Lord that we could be here in this generation. I don't know when the Lord's coming back, but I pray it's not too long. We just want to do as much as we can while we're here. Romans, again, Paul says in chapter 9, verse 1, he says, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continued sorrow in my heart. He said, I could wish that myself was accursed from Messiah, for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Can you believe that? Did you ever love anybody that much that you'd wish yourself was accursed from the Messiah for your brethren, the kinsmen, according to the flesh? Well, here we have Apostle Paul yearning for his brethren to get saved and accept the Messiah. He says, because they're Israelites. He says, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law, the Torah, and the service of God and the promises, who are of the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Messiah came, whose overall God bless forever. Amen. Now, these Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, to explain that very simply, God chose these people. They received the adoption as sons. God said, I'll be a God to you, and you'll be my people, and you shall know the Lord. And he chose them above all the families of the earth. You see that through the whole Bible. And these Israelites received the glory. The glory of God was everywhere. God was with them in the midst of their camp. The chavod, ha-Elohim, the glory of the Lord, shone round and about them in so many verses. God said his presence went with them. Very important. Of course, they received all the covenants of God. They're the ones that all the covenants were given to, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the people of God. Of course, the giving of the Torah was given to them because they're the ones that were at Mount Sinai. And Moses received the oracles from God, and God wrote them with his finger on the two tablets. And we got the Atzeret HaDevarim, the Ten Commandments, and all the Word of God. And he added no more, he said. So everything that we needed was given there. And they also received the service of God, of course. We have the Jews, and picked amongst the Israelites was the Levites to do the priesthood, and they did the service. But the high priests were Aaron and his sons. So we see that the service of God was given to them. We see that the promises, all the promises in the Bible, are to the Jewish people. And if you want to be a recipient of some of these promises, You're going to have to join the Israel of God. Even the new covenant was given to the house of Israel. It was given to Judah and Israel, which is the house of Israel, Jacob. So the whole house of Israel, whole house of Jacob, received the new covenant. So if you want to be a recipient of the new covenant, you have to join the Israel of God. And it is of the fathers. In other words, it's from the fathers that God selected and that came before us, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And even before that, we have Noah. I just thank God for all these people of God, Enoch, who walked with God. So this it's all of the fathers who wrote down the word of God, Isaiah and Jeremiah. It says, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Messiah came. In other words, there's so many prophecies in the prophets and in the Torah and in the Psalms about the Messiah. And the ancestry of Messiah is foretold, that Messiah would come in the person of Yeshua, and that he would be revealed to the world and bring salvation to whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord. It's to whosoever will. It's very important. So these verses that we just read, and I'll repeat it again, it's Romans chapter 9, verse 4, Romans 9, verse 4. And also what this whole topic is about is Romans chapter 3, verse 30. There's one God who shall justify, in other words, bring salvation to the circumcision, to the Jews by faith, by the faith of their fathers, and who foretold of the coming of the Messiah, like Moses. He said, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you, like unto me, him shall you hear. And so it's by faith, and the uncircumcision through faith. So the Gentiles are going to have to come through the same channels as the Jews did, through the Hebrew Scriptures, through the prophets, through the Torah, and we're all one in the body of Messiah. It's that simple. You know, there's only salvation in the Messiah, and there's only one name given under heaven whereby we must be saved, according to Peter in the book of Acts. You know, John chapter 3, verse 36 tells us, he that that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. So if you don't believe in the Son, you're in danger. Because John chapter 5, verse 23 says, he that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father that had sent him. That's John chapter 5, verse 23. And then if we go to John chapter 14, verse 6, no man cometh unto the Father, Yeshua said, but by me. By Yeshua. Amen. You can't even get to the Father unless you go through the door. He said, I am the door. So if you want to get in, there's only one door. Heaven is shut up. You're going to have to go through the door. Amen. And that is the Messiah. And Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's only one name, only one God. There's only one means of salvation. There's no other way. Good deeds and holding a good thought ain't going to get you to heaven, or isn't going to justify you or bring salvation to you. There's only one door, and there's only one Messiah. And there's only one way, and there's only one truth. Every time I look at this, there's this one Torah to the Jews and to the Gentiles, one law. Torah Achat, one Torah. I pray everybody gets this message. You know, it's very scary because it says in 1 John 2:22, it says, who's a liar but he that denieth that Yeshua is the Messiah? If you deny that Yeshua is the Messiah and that he didn't come in the flesh, the Bible says you're an antichrist. Who's a liar? It says, he that denieth that Jesus, Yeshua, is the Christ. He's an antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Verse 23 says, whosoever denieth the Son. If you deny the Son, you don't even have the Father. If you deny the Son, you don't have the Father. That's 1 John chapter 2. Read that. 1 John 2, verse 22 and 23. Now, 1 John chapter 5, verse 10, he that believeth on the Son of God had the witness in himself. He that believeth not God had made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Now you might say, well, what is this record that God gave of his Son? Where do I find the record? The record is the Hebrew Scriptures. The record is the prophets. The record is the Torah. The record is the Psalms. It's all about the Son. It's all about the coming of the Messiah. Amen. And this is the record that God had given to us, eternal life. And the life, this life is in the Son, so you better have the Son. Okay? He that had the Son had life, and he that had not the Son of God had not life. That's 1 John chapter 5, verse 10 and verse 11 and verse 12. 2 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, "Whoso transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of the Messiah hath not God." So if you're not in the doctrine of the Messiah, if you don't know the Hebrew Scriptures, if you don't have the Torah, if you don't have the Nevi'im, the prophets, and the Kutuvim, the writings, and you don't know about the doctrine of the Messiah, you don't have God. I don't know. It's a scary thing. These are very strong verses by the disciple John. Yohanan is a very powerful disciple, and he says so many things I know that offend people. He said, if you don't have the Son, you don't have God. So you got, there's only salvation through one. And this salvation in Romans 3:30, there's one God for everybody that shall justify the circumcision, the Jews, by the faith of their forefathers, the faith of the Hebrew Scriptures, the faith of the Messiah that they're all trained in, they all grew up in. And the uncircumcision, the Gentiles, are going to be through the faith of the Jewish people that the Messiah came from the tribe of Judah, and through the God of Israel and through the Messiah that came from the tribe of Judah. There's one God, there's one means of salvation, there's one road, one halacha, one door, and there's one blood, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And there's one God and Father of all, who's above all and through all, and I hope in you all. So God bless you today. Baruch Hashem Yeshua. If you don't understand this passage, this one verse, chapter 3, verse 30 of the book of Romans, call me anytime. Get on my website, oneandmessiah.net. Email me. I'm always available. I love hearing from you. God bless you. Baruch Hashem Yeshua. I hope this is a lot clearer today. So make sure you pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for these Jews that are wandering around. You know, there's always been Jews that accepted the Messiah, and there's still going to be a lot more, too. A lot of Israelites out there running around. And I just praise the Lord. We have an easier road than the people from the Bible did. Just think, almost the whole world today, somehow, some way, in some fashion, has heard of Messiah, Jesus. Just think, back then, there was no such thing. The nations never heard of him. I mean, you had to teach them a whole new thing that... It's just, I just thank God that the Holy Spirit moves beyond our imagination. God is so beyond our thoughts. He's a supernatural God. So this is a short message today. I want you to understand that seeing there's one God, which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. And it's very simply, there's one God, one means of salvation, justification, and that's by the faith that's in Christ, the Messiah, the faith and the blood of the Messiah. And this, the Gentiles will find this through the Hebrew Scriptures, through the Jewish people that tell them, the ones that believe in the Messiah. So I just praise the name of the Lord. Salvation is of the Jews. And even Zechariah says that one day some people will grab the hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew and say, "We'll go with you. We heard God is with you." And I hope you contact people, some Jews that know the Messiah, Yeshua. And for the Jews that don't know the Messiah, we want to tell you there is a Jewish Messiah in your Hebrew Scriptures that is just waiting for you to receive. And I praise and thank the Lord today that whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God is no respecter of persons. God bless you on this day. And if you have any thoughts or questions, always call me, contact me, email me. I'd love to hear from you. Baruch Hashem Yeshua, and we'll talk again soon. Shalom, in the mighty name of Messiah.